With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi there, and welcome to the Valentine in the Morning Full Show podcast.
Yay!
And you guys can catch us live on the air Monday through Friday from 5 to 10. We're with you live as you start your day with your chance to win great prizes and join in our conversation.
You really should listen to that.
Yeah, the live for it, yeah.
You can't win anything by listening to the podcast. We appreciate you listening here.
That's true.
But we need you to listen in the morning.
Yeah, you've got to listen live. If you're catching this now, this podcast, it better be after we got off the air. Otherwise, we will find you.
Yeah.
We'll track you down.
We know where you live.
Yes. So enjoy the full show podcast of Valentine in the Morning.
This is Valentine in the Morning.
Woo!
612.
I guess you moved on really easily.
104.3 My FM. It's Valentine.
Ooh.
Is there something to that?
Yes.
Wow. Was that a lot of commercials today?
Yeah.
Do we feel like we're making a lot of money at the station again or something?
I don't know what that was.
I mean, whatever. They're done. Sorry. We're going to get in so much trouble for saying that, but it just felt like a lot today, didn't it? I don't know.
Don't point out the obvious, Val.
Look the other way.
I can hear John Peake in my headphones going,
"What are you doing? Don't ever say stuff like that. Come on. More music, more variety. Shut up."
How are you, Jill?
I'm good. I recently discovered acai bowls and that I love them. So it's all I crave now.
Where do you get them? Because there's a place that we used to get them at up by us.
There's a place, wherever I get it is off of Magic Mountain.
Okay, I don't know that.
Out there. I forget the name of it. I do it on Postmates.
Yeah.
But I was getting one yesterday for dinner, and then I saw that they had like this morning juice. And it was like kale and spinach and stuff.
And you got us some?
No, I got myself one.
Ooh.
And so I saved it for this morning, and I drank it on the way in, and it's gone now. But like, but... things are rumbling.
Oh.
Like my stomach is making the weirdest noises.
Oh.
And I think, I don't know.
Well, you had it on an empty stomach, right?
I did.
Sometimes juice, things
there's
like that,
there.
On an empty stomach, they make you rumble. What were the ingredients? Can I hear them?
All I remember is kale. There was some apple, some spinach, some type of like spice. I don't remember. But it was a way, they said it was like a breakfast to start your day, cleanse the body.
Who's that? Wait a minute. Somebody's at the door. Who is that? Yeah, come on in. Who is it?
This is Jill's colon.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm ready to blow.
Do not give my colon a voice.
I like it.
This is Jill's colon.
No, I'm not talking about that.
Hello.
No.
This is Jill's colon.
I don't like
very dark,
talk.
But we are active.
No.
We have activated. We have troops ready to go. Things are moving along.
No, just my stomach is rumbling. Nothing's going on.
Hold on. I'm getting mutual aid now. Here comes Joe's large intestine.
My gosh.
Oh, we are sending stuff your way, buddy. We are sending stuff your way.
I hate this so much.
Get ready. It's coming now.
All right, this is the colon again. Please. We're standing by.
Please stop.
New characters. No. I like it.
No.
Who needs new person on the show? We have Jill's colon and large intestine.
No.
God, I love that bit so much.
No.
I love it.
No, give your own colon a voice. Do not give mine.
My colon's not talking this morning. Yours is. Your large intestine's talking this morning.
You're talking about your colon in a sweeper that we use for the station.
Oh, my God.
Nah, now you're pulling by the curtain too much.
Hold on one second.
I think it's Jill's stomach.
Oh, gosh.
Hello, guys. I believe it's all my fault. I had the can and all the other stuff, and I couldn't handle it, so I sent it your way rather quickly. That was probably too fast. I'm so sorry.
I don't need to
use... Well, that's okay. We're down here. We're prepared.
Oh, my God.
And the mutual aid system's in effect like we do with firefighters. That's right. God, what am I, large intestine or colon again? I can't remember.
Oh, no. The colon had like a little British accent.
Yeah, I know. You have a very refined colon and large intestine.
Can we please stop talking about my colon?
Oh, God, that was so much fun. I hope you enjoyed that. Hope you guys enjoyed that. I loved it. Every second of it. It's probably going to come back later on in prime time.
No!
Tony, how are you doing?
1, 2, 3, 4, hit it!
You got
Valentine in the Morning.
3 things you need to know right now.
6:22, it is Valentine in the Morning. This is 104.3 MyFM. A search and rescue operation is continuing off the coast of San Diego after a U.S. Navy helicopter crashed in the ocean during routine flight from an aircraft carrier. This happened yesterday afternoon. One crew member has been rescued. Teams are still searching for five additional crew members. Please keep them in your prayers. Over 80% of people eligible to get the coronavirus vaccine in California have received at least one dose. That's great news, but we can't stop. Vaccinations have steadily increased since it was announced that state employees and teachers must either be vaccinated or submit to weekly testing. Over 2 million healthcare workers in California also required to get vaccinated. So far, the state has administered 48 million doses. I'm going to check in my mom in Connecticut. She's due probably for a booster. It's now 6 months, almost to the day, after she received her second Pfizer shot. So I got to see what's going on in Connecticut with that. The first batch of new Golden State stimulus payments have started arriving in people's bank accounts. Take a look. California will be sending out $600 checks every 2 weeks to people who make up to $75,000 a year. The stimulus payments are part of a recovery package meant to help people who have been struggling to pay bills during the pandemic. Coming up, speaking of paying bills here, we are 1 hour away from a chance at $19,900 with What's That Noise. Plus, Jill has found some upcoming TV shows that she's excited about and believes that you will be excited by these too.
Yeah, a lot of them I didn't know were coming back so soon. I thought we still had to wait a couple months.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I'm excited.
I'm happy to hear that because I am all caught up on The Walking Dead.
What?
Yep. 10 seasons.
Wow.
Yesterday.
No.
Plowed through season 10 yesterday.
No, really? Uh-huh. You passed me.
Yeah.
Huh.
Because Netflix has this thing, 10 second advance.
That's so weird.
If it's a boring moment, you 10 so second weird. Advance it till you see something good. I've been trying to call.
I've been on my own for long enough. What's up? This is Valentine in the Morning.
Liar. I've never met more of a liar right there in that moment. 627, we're going to talk about TV shows.
I can't lie.
I said to Jill, I go, how's your tummy? She goes, it's fine. Totally fine. Totally fine. She has some special drink, some juice drink.
Some juice this morning on an empty stomach.
It's called colon blow acai.
No, it's not. I had an acai bowl last night, but then I had some type of drink.
You topped it off with some juice drink this morning. Yeah. I had a ton of spinach.
My stomach's
kale.
Making weird noises. And then you gave my colon a voice. And I, as of right now, my stomach is totally fine. I see you going to make the voice. We're going to talk about something else. Put the voice away. Okay. Here are some new TV shows we're excited about. First, on Hulu, Only Murders in the Building premiered, and that's with Selena Gomez, Steve Martin, and Martin Short. They're like these true crime-obsessed strangers, and then they become entangled in their own little murder mystery in their building. So that's on Hulu. And then Impeachment, American Crime Story, is going to be out next Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And this is starring Beanie Feldstein as Monica Lewinsky, Clive Owen as President Bill Clinton, and Edie Falco as Hillary Clinton.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Okay.
And then there's some classic TV shows coming back in these reboot forms, like a Doogie Howser reboot coming to Disney+. That's 1 week from today.
I saw that.
And
yeah.
Then The Wonder Years is going to premiere on September 22nd.
Yes, that looks good. Don Cheadle, is it?
Yes.
I think it's Don Cheadle doing the VO and stuff. That looked cute. I saw like a trailer or something. What's it on? What streaming platform?
That is going to
is
be
it Netflix?
ABC.
It?
I think so.
I believe.
Let me double check.
I bumped into it somewhere. Maybe I bumped into an Instagram or something like that, like a promo for it. And I go, oh, that's kind of cute. I liked it. Yeah.
Let me see. I want to double check this for you.
Did you need me to fill some time?
Nope. ABC. Okay.
Do the voice.
You're right. No, you were right. ABC. Moving on. The All Billie right. Eilish concert, Happier Than Ever, A Love Letter to Los Angeles. It's going to be this cool experience. That's going to be out on Friday on Disney+. And then The Morning Show is coming back September 17th. I thought for some reason it's going to be coming back in December.
I don't know
why I thought that, but it's in just a few days, September 17th.
We talked about that. One of the guys, I should actually hook you up. Not hook you up because he's married. But one of the dads of the kids on Colin's soccer team works on The Morning Show.
Oh.
Yeah, he's one of the crew members, and he loves that show.
My friend Joey is in a couple episodes of this next
really?
Season. Yeah, yeah. Okay. And then Penn Badgley is going to be back as Joe Goldberg in the Netflix series You. That's going to be October 15th.
That's
third
big,
season
too.
Of
People
that.
Like that, right?
It's so creepy and so wrong, is but there, so
okay.
good.
Okay.
So good.
Dark Side of Jill.
Yeah, lots of new TV coming.
Cool.
Valentine in the Morning.
Oh, it's just cooling.
No, that needs to stop now. We're done with that voice.
But you're feeling okay?
I feel fine. It's my
right.
stomach was making weird noises.
All right, it's not making the noises anymore?
No, it's not. It's honestly not. Don't.
What?
Do not give my colon a voice.
I think it's very funny. People are texting and they want to hear Jill's colon's voice.
No.
Yeah.
No. No one has said that.
We've been told to be very quiet down here.
We have $19,900 coming up 7:25 this morning. 1043myf.com/noise. If you want to hear that noise right now so you can win at 7:25.
Valentine in the morning. More music, more variety. 104.3.
This is Valentine in the morning.
FM. All right, Tony, thank you very much. It is 104.3 My FM. It's 6:39. Had a long conversation with my son last night about new person who we're going to hire and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Do I tell the story? What? I can't say. Can I say names?
I don't know. I guess you could.
Well, I don't know. I mean, they are out, but I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I'll just leave names out of it, right? So two of the people that are kind of like helping us make decisions on new person, because we're down to a small finite number now and stuff like that. And I'm explaining it to Colin how we're, you know, a radio station that targets a certain age bracket and stuff like that. And you know, we target, I'd say, well, we have more female listeners than men, probably. Not by much, but we do, right? And so I said to him, I go, I don't know if the two people making the big decision should be two 55 plus gay white men. And he goes, so-and-so is gay? I go, yeah. And so-and-so is, yeah. I had no idea. Cool. But what's very funny, in that moment, I saw society and how it's changed as well. My son didn't care. He's like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
And I thought, that's great. That's a new generation, the next generation, hearing something like that. Where in the old days, well, there'd be more of a conversation. He was just like, cool. Yeah. It's on TV. Mm-hmm. Boom. Moved on just like that.
That's good.
I think Jill should decide new person.
Yeah, I've got my vote.
Oh, you do? You already have it?
Yeah. Say it. I've been saying it since the beginning.
Oh, you're in league with you know who, aren't you? No, but you're in league with the 55 plus guys.
In league? Oh.
Yeah. You've got a thing going on.
I agree with them.
Yeah.
I don't have a thing going on. We just happen to share the same opinion.
Hey, the weather today, a little morning drizzle, partly sunny later on this afternoon. Temps of 70s to low 80s, 68 San Gabriel, 66 in Santa Monica. Jill's got the Hollywood headlines coming up.
TMZ has gotten a hold of some new legal documents that Britney Spears has filed, and there's some more drama. I'll tell you the latest at 6:50.
Hey, voting is now open for our $5,000 Teacher's Lounge makeover. We want to give back to a local school, so we teamed up with Living Spaces to give one school a $5,000 Valentine in the Morning Teacher's Lounge makeover. Schools have been nominated. Now, Jill, people can go vote for the schools at this point.
Voting just opened. So now you go, you vote for the school, and hopefully it'll be your school that gets this $5,000 Teacher's Lounge makeover thanks to Living Spaces. 1043myfm.com/teachers to vote. There ain't a reason you
and me should be Valentine in the morning.
1043 My Fam, it is Valentine in the morning to launch into First Sip. I've been instructed by Jill that the voice of her colon is no more, and I accept that, and we shall move on from it.
Finally, 46 minutes later.
Well, to be fair, we got a lot of texts, people having a good time laughing at it, you know, and a lot of people think it should be a regular character on the show. But you can't make somebody's colon a regular character.
What? C-texts need to stop.
Right. That's what that... Someone is right. It's like that episode
is it like
of
that?
Seinfeld.
Do you know the episode of Seinfeld?
Yes.
How did that go? Because I wasn't a huge Seinfeld fan. I found it in later years.
They gave this woman's stomach a voice, and then Jerry and George would all go around to each other like, hello!
Why did her stomach have a voice? Was it always rumbling or something?
I can't remember. Maybe it was.
That seems like a bit that could happen. Like, you're dating somebody who has a very rumbly stomach, right? And then you're like, you know, her stomach's always rumbling. I know, it's like it's talking to you. Hello? Hello? How are you? Hello? It's Suzanne's stomach down here. Hello? So then I made the mistake earlier this morning of giving Jill's colon a voice. But I think when I pushed it too much, honestly, was when Jill's colon started talking to her large intestine. And then the stomach started apologizing to the large intestine and colon for what it was sending its way.
And then off the air, you gave another part of my body a voice.
Oh, no, you told me that was just...
Behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes. That was BTS. That was BTS. Let's, you know what, Jill? Let's do First Sip. Are you ready for First Sip?
I'm ready.
Okay.
I'm not going to use this voice anymore.
Here's what I'll say for First Sip. Here's what I'll say. That's a good text.
That is not.
That, who wrote that one? That's funny. That's a reference to something that happened yesterday. Somebody wants me to talk about Hillary's colon. All right, guys, bring it back. Here's what I'll say. If you are one of these people that are excited about the pumpkin spice lattes and stuff, right? If you're one of these people that walked into Albertsons the other day and saw all the pumpkins right there, and you feel like it's not your time yet, you're not ready to put out the decorations because you'll be judged by other people. We each and every one of us go through life sometimes wondering about what society will say about us, how they're going to judge us, our actions, our inactions, our words, our looks, our voice, our
funny bits,
you know, whatever it is. We worry too much sometimes about society. If you're not hurting somebody, if you're not causing pain to others, try not to worry what society thinks about you and live the best life that you have. What puts a smile on your face? If putting a smile on your face is doing a colon voice for one of your coworkers, fine. But it has to be sanctioned by your coworker.
Coworker should be smiling as well.
Right. I thought she was. The computer monitor got in my way. I'm sorry. If getting a pumpkin, putting it inside of your door, getting a pumpkin, putting it inside your house, if decorating for Halloween is something you want to do on September 1st or August 31st yesterday, that's okay. We all need to understand it's okay to be us, to be you, to be me, because you're an original. Embrace that. Count us up, Jill.
1, 2, 3.
You have to say it.
I don't.
You have
I
to
don't.
Say it.
No.
We're decided to end First Sip. We needed a way to end it, and we thought of this the other day. You can't do it? If you can't do it, I totally get it. I have somebody else who can.
Good job.
104.3 MyFM.
Here's what's coming up
in Hollywood headlines.
A reality star is now dating a country star. I'll tell you who. Right after traffic. Right there.
Hey, it's Valentine in the morning.
104.3 MyFM.
Hollywood headlines.
TMZ has gotten a hold of some new legal documents that apparently have Britney Spears saying that her father has already said it's in her best interest for him to resign as conservator, but now Britney is claiming that he is holding up the process in an attempt to get more money. And according to Britney Spears' legal team, her dad, Jamie Spears, is asking for about $2 million, and some of that money will go to pay his attorney fees and then Britney's business manager as well. But Britney, she's had enough, and apparently she just wants her dad to quit immediately rather than drag his feet. And if he doesn't, she wants the court to end the conservatorship on September 29th.
You know what Britney should do? Britney should put out how much money her dad's received over the years. I'm sure that's just a simple financial number to figure out there.
Yep.
How much per year since he's been in charge of conservatorship has he taken in fees?
And more and more videos are coming out, like fan videos of people seeing her show in Vegas or the circus tour that she was doing. And they have like these moments that are now we see like, wait a second, something was going on. Like she was like looking at her dad a weird way or saying things about her dad or like not wanting to perform and saying things to the audience now where we didn't really notice it at first. Right. But now there's a lot that we just don't know about that entire relationship.
That's probably the truest statement we know is we just don't know.
Right. Yeah.
We're not there behind the scenes, behind the curtain, so to speak. We see little snippets here of a person on stage looking a certain way and we judge what they meant by that. But we really don't know.
And Kristen Cavallari, she's a reality star, she's a designer. She is apparently dating country singer Chase Rice. Yahoo Entertainment is confirming it, and they say it's still in the early stages. It's casual right now, but they were introduced by a mutual friend, and Kristen has been to one of his shows already, and that they're having a lot of fun together.
Was she the girl that was with the quarterback before?
With Jay Cutler.
Yeah, yes. That's right. Yes. Okay, yeah.
I'm Jill with Hollywood Headlines.
All right, 6:53. It is 104.3 MyFM. A big hello to Ludi this morning. Good morning. Glad to be able to hear y'all on my commute to work again. Smiley face Ludi. Yeah, if you guys are starting back to work, maybe you're going back into your offices now and you're hearing our show again for the first time, text in 31043. We're not judging you. The fact that you could have listened at home with the iHeartRadio app or one of your smart speakers,
That's
we
fine.
Understand.
We're glad you're back.
We're totally glad you're back. We know that people have different schedules and things were crazy during the pandemic. But welcome back, baby. And you got a little fun voice early this morning if you tuned in at 6.
And that voice will never be making its return to Valentine in the morning.
Boo. Call now for the battle of sexes if you want to play.
Valentine in the morning.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.